Well, howdy do, great googly moogly, and a very good afternoon to all of you. I'm Tad Bilchner, filling in for Bull Twinkie Flip Switch until he gets back from his sphincter loosening procedure. First things first, our top story is about, well, you guessed it, that dang-nab toxic sludge pipeline that those booger-snot fart-knockers over at Edgemont Springs want built so they can send a razza-frazzin sludge into our dad-ratted Beelzebub slough. Now look it, I know that their argument is that the best place to send all this slime from their hot springs is to our slough because of our filtration system, which will suck it all up anyway. Yeah, but who's cleaning it up after that? Where are we gonna put all that green horse pucky after that? And are we in Ladyfinger going to see any money out of this deal? Not now. Not now that our wingnut former mayor, Count Hakula, flittered away and pulled his Gone with the Mist routine. That mysterious mist, as you all no doubt remember, showed up a few months ago and temporarily turned all our fingerling kids into platinum blonde-haired, red-eyed devil children. Well, the fog lifted, and the kids turned back to their usual little devils, and the sun came out. And, of course, as soon as the sun reappeared, our vampiric mayor got his sizzled bat butt right out of Dodge. Surprise, surprise. And now there's no one left to do any proper negotiation. Is our new post-mortem Mayor Mortis going to make sure that we get some financial compensation out of it? And I say compensation because we're going to need it when that jackwagon merman rips a hole in the pipeline and all that chemical hooey starts spilling out again and mixing in with the demon blood, inevitably turning all insect life into giant monstrous hell bugs once more. Need I remind anyone about what happened when that merman attacked the old fairy? Oh, you remember that, right? The fairy would politely transfer all those barrels of toxic sludge from Edgemont to Ladyfinger until Flipper ripped them open like so many yogurt cups and then tossed them out into the water. Now, we put a stop to that malarkey, didn't we? No more fairy, and we should say no again. No to this pipeline. And don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those tree-saving, whale-hugging environmentals. I don't really care about the bugs or any of the other wildlife, really. I just don't want them to mutate even more and then, well, eat me.
All right, then. Thank you, Tad, for starting things off. On to our next story now.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, where the H-E double heck did you come from?
My dental appointment's done now, and I'm back. Our next story
is... You scared the crud oil out of me.
Okay, my apologies, Tad. Our next story...
I'm not kidding. I think a little something may have squirted out of my poor old puckered patootie there.
Okay, that's enough, Tad. I get it. I startled you. Also, why are you swearing like you're a prospector from a 1950s Western this afternoon?
Oh, that. I traded that word-a-day calendar thingy you gave me for a Tim Hawkins alternative cuss words handbook. Is it more fun? Darn tootin' it is.
Okay, well...
By gum!
Moving on, we take you now to our next day weather forecast. Here's Wynn Doughgazing subbing in for Lynn Rinalyn while she's convalescing from the nasty chest burster virus that's been going around. Well, what's new with the wither, Wynn? I mean, the weather, Wynn.
What in tarnation?
Ted, shh.
Well, Wit, unfortunately, tomorrow's weather doesn't look so good, unfortunately.
Oh no, not another nuclear snowstorm, I hope. Because I have had enough, let me tell you.
No, Wit. We won't see any of that for quite some time now, Wit. Well, folks, the mysterious mist may have gone, but the chinchillas are here to stay. well, you know, like the movie, Chinchillas in the Mist movie. No?
Consarn it, it's gorillas in the mist there, bud.
Listen, pal, I'm not your buddy, pal.
Though loath to say it, I'm afraid Tad is right this time, Wynn. The 1988 classic film to which you are undoubtedly referring must be Gorillas in the Mist, starring 5-time Oscar nominee Sigourney Weaver. So what's this about chinchillas?
Yeah, that's right. She played that monkey researcher, Dr. Bob Fosse.
Diane Fosse.
You sure?
Positive. I'm a big Sigourney Weaver fan.
Well, then who's Bob Fosse?
Wasn't he the big 50s and 60s theater and film dance choreographer in theater and films of the 50s and 60s?
Wynn, are you aware that you repeat yourself each and every time you speak?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was wondering why someone would name their daughter Bob. Unless she had no arms and legs and was floating in the water. Oh, you walked right into that one, Stinkly. Bonk. You know, because she... That's what she'd be doing in the water, bobbing. Well, I guess we're both 0-for-1 with the jokes there, Wynn.
Exactly how do you mean I repeat myself exactly, Whitley?
Well, there!
Where?
You just said exactly how do you mean I repeat myself exactly.
Well, you said there, when surely one there would have done the trick.
No, but you've been doing it ever since we started the interview. It doesn't matter. Let's just go on with the weather.
Crime and Nitley, Whitley. Why are you bullying Wynn?
I'm not bullying Wynn, Tad. I'm merely pointing out a rather prominent peculiarity in his speech pattern, uncharacteristic of someone in the field of communication.
He hasn't been repeating himself.
Yes, he has, Tad. Yes, he has.
No, Jacob Tutu, he hasn't.
He said, unfortunately, tomorrow's weather doesn't look so good, unfortunately. He called Bob Fosse, the 50s and 60s big theater and film dance choreographer in theater and films of the 50s and 60s. He said, listen, pal, I'm not your buddy, pal. I could go on.
Jeezy Pete's nitpickly. Just give the man a break. He just wants to do the bucket-headed weather report.
I'm sorry, Wynn. I'm sorry. I lost my grip there a little bit. I apologize. I'm very sorry.
Who's repeating who now?
Whom?
Great Caesar's ghost. You're like a dog with a bone.
Right. Well, the light sprinkle of chinchillas will pass by quickly enough, but unfortunately this will be followed by another flurry of fleas after a light sprinkling of chinchillas.
Oh, for the love of Father Francis' favorite fruitcake, not another flea flurry. I'm fed up with all these fleas flying, flittering, fluttering, and fudging, flip-flopping. Sorry, I may have spit up some of my beard on you there. It's the fricative's fault.
Well, thank you, Wynn, for that update.
Would you still want me to come in tomorrow to do the weather again tomorrow?
Nope. I think we're good.
Yeah, thanks, Wynn. I'm sure Lynn will have finally overthrown this bug that she's been fighting. And we'll call you if we need you.
Wynn dough-gazing, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of bugs, for our last segment of the day, we have Mike Illingtons of Mike and Pete, the Pest Guys, here to give us all some tips on how to solve our mutant Melbourne millipede issue. Hello there, Mike.
Hello. Good gravy, this one's going for the hat trick.
So, millipedes. We've all got them, but what do we do with them?
Whit, Tad, good to be here. Nice basement. Well, here's what I got for you there. So both your regular millipede and centipede have glands capable of producing this fluid that can cause irritation of the skin. But this fluid is not poisonous. However, due to the fact that these arthropodal creatures in particular have undergone a drastic mutation, these suckers are now growing up to 3 feet. Judas Priest and David Bowie's codpiece! That's a long millipede. No, I mean 3 feet tall. They can get up to 10 feet long easy. And if they get some of their fluid on you, it will burn through your clothes, then your skin, and then get into your bloodstream and eventually tie your intestines into knots.
Oh, good golly.
Right before liquefying them. Yeah, that said, they are purely defensive creatures and will not go after animals or people without provocation. So if you just leave these giant myriapoda alone, they will continue to mind their own business and stick to consuming your 20-pound irradiated tomatoes. But if this just will not do, then taking a flamethrower to these monster mother grubbers should solve your problem in the jiff. Of course, if you're out of fuel, or have loaned your flamethrower to a neighbor, well then that's when you give old Mike and Pete a dingle at 902-555-PEST. That's 902-555-7378.
Great to know. Just before we let you go, Mike, are there any other techniques one might use for deterring these bugs?
Beyond torching them with some flamethrowage? Well, I suppose so, Whitley, but the old phlegm and verver there will really do them in good. But be careful, once they get up to the length of about 3 German Shepherds, they do make a hell of a pop when they get roasted. And there's the fluid inside them, so you want to watch out. Now, Pete and me, we do make our own flamethrowers. Some nice solar-powered jobbies, now that mysterious mist has lifted. And so if you're ever in the market there, Whit, me and Pete, we can make one hell of a sweet deal for you.
Pete and I.
Sure as shooting. No bull hockey there. I've got 3 different models for all kinds of different muto pests. And we sure do appreciate your business there, Tad. So long, fellas. I better 23 skidoo. 23 skidoo? Yeah, it means like take a powder. Toodaloo.
Bye, Mike.
Damn, he's cool. shucky darn.
Well, that was Mike from Mike and Pete the Pest Guys. You can give them a call or find them in their main office on the corner of Bleak and Bleaker, down in the southwest area of Ladyfinger, just across from the Forbidden Library. And that's all the news we have for you today at 2 o'clock. Tune in tomorrow morning for more Mutant County news, sports, and weather. This is Whitley Quickman.
And gee willikers, and golly gosh, I'm Tad Bilchner.
Signing off.
The jingle, and we're done.
Tad, you know we don't read that part. It's a stage direction.
Well, hey, since we're stopped, I should mention that today's segment of Mutant County News was sponsored by Tim Hawkins' Alternative Cuss Words Handbook. Field tested and mother approved.
Tad, no, it hasn't. You can't just say that on the air. There are legal ramifications, a copyright regulation, intellectual property.
Shut the front door, for fuck's sake. Suck eggs, and so's your old man.
Motherfuck.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.